Let us invoke for divine blessing. Mother, Father, God, please bless this sacred time. Guide us to the words that attract our spirit. Bless this communication to our highest good and the highest good of all. We gratefully receive these messages as our treasured gifts today. Thank you in full faith. Take a deep breath. Relax. Use this moment of silence to bring all of your awareness into the present moment and consciously connect with the divine presence within. Open yourself to receive. Bring your awareness to your heart. And also focus on the area at the top of your head. Lexio. For the first reading, listen with an ear of the heart to sense the word or phrase that resonates with you. Continue to repeat the word or phrase. Allow it to settle into your heart and savor it. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see? Ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000? How many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered him, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many baskets of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 7. He said to them, Do you still not understand? Bring your awareness to your heart. And also focus on the area from your forehead to the center of your head. Meditatio. As I read this again, engage your sense of wonder. How does this message inform your life today? Listen for anything that speaks to you or touches you as this felt experience gains form. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see? Ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000? How many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered him, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many baskets of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" Bring your awareness to your heart Also focus on your throat. Oratio. As I read this, once again, feel the prayer that arises within to express your authentic, intimate, and heartfelt response to the experience. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see? Ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000? How many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered him, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many baskets of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" Bring your awareness to your heart. And also focus on the area just below your navel. Contemplatio. As I read this a final time, rest. Allow these words to wash over you and fill you up. Linger in this place of deep connection. the disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see? Ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000? How many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered him, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many baskets of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" Let us set our intention, silently say, "It is my intention to carry into my life the message that I received today as a reminder to actively live this word and listen deeper throughout my day. So be it." Let us give thanks. Mother, Father, God, thank you for the blessing of your divine word. Thank you in full faith.